when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Producer Chris, aka Producer Chris. We go back to April 2008 in Top Stories today, and the then Pope, Benedict XVI, made a visit to the USA. President Bush went out of his way to give him a warm welcome.
Top story this week, and to nearly quote Bruce Springsteen, Pope in the USA. Pope Ratzenberger, Ratzenberger, is in the land of the free. It's the first visit by a Pope in 30 years. President Bush, indeed, picked him up from the airport. That's right, the leader of the free world picked someone up from the airport. And yes, it is the Pope, but yes, it's an airport, and he could have got an extra morning of work on that Middle East peace that he's been promising everyone by January. That plan must be going well, because let me reiterate, he picked up the Pope from the airport. There's no easy way to hear that for the first time, but I think we all feel that the office of the president has been slightly soiled. Although, again, it's been soiled so much over the last 7 years that it's currently starting to look like it's just been hit by a mudslide. One thing's for sure, this president isn't getting his face carved into the side of a mountain anytime soon.
Do you know, John, did the president overcharge the Pope for the journey back to Washington?
He certainly added on a few tolls, and I'm not sure he took the toll roads or bridges, so...
Yeah, that's typical, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. He's going to hell, but not for that, mainly.
In a break from papal tradition, the Pope, who is wearing a very fetching on-the-shoulder, ankle-length white dress, elegant and leaving plenty to the imagination, he did not kiss the airport runway when he landed, which is a shame. Instead, he moonwalked down the aeroplane steps, spanned his mitre on his finger, and then body-popped whilst chanting something about Jesus. But, you know, I guess, you know, traditions do evolve over time.
Different kind of charm. He's an intellectual.
Yeah. He's the 265th known Pope and the 16th one to be called Benedict, which means that when he dies, they'll be able to have two rowing eights of Benedicts in heaven, coxed by the two John Pauls. And they'll then be able to reenact the 1987 boat race to their heart's content. If that's what they want, they can do it. I don't know, I'm not a Pope. And I probably never will be, I dare say.
Well, probably, yeah. That is probably true, Andy. There's a few things about you, I think, that the Catholic Church would object to. Killing their Messiah being chief amongst them.
That wasn't me that did that.
Well, it was you, really, though.
Well, yeah, you know, I do support that.
That's right, you supported the execution. That's the point. But you're part of the problem.
You know, it wasn't me that pulled the trapdoor. Or was that another religion, wasn't it? Oh, it's just we've killed so many Messiahs, they all blend into one now.
The Pope was here for his 81st birthday. And did you remember the Pope's birthday, Andy? Did you get him anything?
I didn't.
There you go. Well, go to hell.
I'd have got him some biscuits.
Well, I got him a Pope soap on a rope. They're selling them here. He can wash himself with an effigy of his own face. Really? It's a bit of fun come bath time, bit of harmless fun. I'm sure he likes a laugh, even though I have absolutely no evidence to back that claim up with. I have faith, Andy. I have faith that he likes a laugh. And surely he understands that kind of blind confidence in something with no facts to support it.
The Pope celebrating an open-air mass at the Nationals baseball stadium in Washington, D.C., where Nationals pitcher Chad Cordero gave out the ceremonial first wafer. But a poll showed that when he arrived, many Americans didn't actually know who he was. Is this true, John?
I doubt it, Andy, because a quarter of the American population is Catholic. So I'm guessing that is not a true survey. Are you sure that wasn't a survey of one guy conducted by a pollster out of the window of a taxi? Do you know who this guy is? What? Oh, he doesn't know. Where are you getting this information from?
The internet, John. But President Bush apparently told the Pope these words. In a world where some invoke the name of God to justify acts of terror and murder and hate, we need your message that God is love. To which the Pope responded by staring at him blankly, shaking his head, staring at him again, shaking his head again, scratching his cheek, coughing, looking out of the window, scratching his other cheek, forcing a half smile, and asking him how the Texas Rangers are doing this season. Later, the Pope urged Americans to use their faith to inspire, quote, reasoned, responsible, and respectful dialogue, of which there's been a lot coming out of the White House recently, and President Bush was seen at this moment desperately trying to suppress a giggle. The corners of his mouth turned up, his cheek started to quiver. There was a slight watering in the eye, a forced seriousness in the face, quickly replaced by the bottom lip tweaking a bit, the eyes scrunching up. Then the shoulders started to rise, the mouth tightened, the splurt forced its way out. And the president then bolted for the bathroom, where he locked the door and laughed like a farmer who's just convinced his favourite cow that the abattoir is a sports hall and they're going to play badminton.
But the White House did throw quite a bash for the Pope, Andy, the biggest event at the White House since we nearly burnt it to the floor in 1814. One of our hilarious practical jokes that weren't really taken in the spirit in which they were issued.
Just hijinks.
Bit of harmful fun. But the speech at the White House was also notable for a number of other things. I mean, one, the Pope ended by saying, God bless America. So, congratulations, America. That slogan is now official. That is straight from the pontiff's mouth. Bush was caught on the microphone as he led the Pope away from the podium, saying, awesome speech. Awesome speech. The kind of thing that you'd say to Barry in middle management after he finished his PowerPoint presentation on team-building exercises. You really have to feel for Americans at the moment, Andy, because just when it seems Bush can't humiliate them anymore, he discovers whole new ways. The Pope has been poping it up for the cameras ever since he first got here, giving it the big, I'm the Pope, wherever he goes. And he's been doing a few stadium gigs whilst here. I mean, he sold out the Washington Nationals baseball stadium, as he said, and he's also holding mass for 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium, which is one of the singular most godless places you will ever visit. And yet people will pretend to be pious while he's there. I think what they should do is take him to a Yankees-Red Sox game there, an actual game, because it would be great to see all the fans forced to watch politely and serenely whilst pretending this was how they always viewed it.
But what did Bush and Mr. Pope talk about in their private meeting? I guess we'll never know, because it's secret, and it won't come out until the official records come out some years in the future, by which time we'll have forgotten and probably won't bother to look it up. So we will actually never know, which means that we therefore must speculate. And I think the conversation would have run roughly on these lines. So what's it like being the most powerful man in the world? No, you tell me what it's like being the most powerful man in the world. Tee-hee-hee, what a wrestle. That's how I think it went, John.
The media have gone crazy for him here, Andy, issuing the biggest compliments for someone with reactionary views on birth control whose decisions assist the spread of AIDS in Africa that I have ever heard. I guess that's what happens if the media believe that if criticising you, they risk burning in the fires of eternal hell. It makes you immune to bad reviews. You might want to remember that for the Edinburgh Festival this year, Andy.
Thanks for listening, Buglers. Why not look at the show's history on thebuglepodcast.com, where you can also donate.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.